How's your arm?
Fucking terrible.
Well, today's topic's going to be based on your arm.
Yeah. Well, let's intro with what have you done, mate? What have you done to
tell
yourself?
Tell us. The viewers will be disappointed.
Yeah. You know, my whole life I've been fortunate to not get injured until this very moment.
Ever.
Walk us through it.
That's bullshit. You've not never been
injured. I mean, a serious injury requiring surgery. No.
Yeah.
And you know what? It didn't even happen like doing a powerlifting movement.
No. I mean, I've put hundreds of kilos on my back, lifted up every weekend, you know, bench pressed like my life away.
But just quickly.
The chin-up story. The old chin-up got me. Basically, you know, jumped up to the chin-up bar. One arm missed the bar. One arm was hanging from it, and I was hanging on my left arm, rotated it, and got a distal tear on my bicep.
So it's a complete tear off the bone.
Complete tear. So distal means it's off the elbow, you know, as opposed to a proximal tear, which is more common, off the shoulder. So it's also much worse to do it off your elbow. Because now, and you know, while I was there, I just heard the tendons snapping off the the forearms.
It was because you jumped for the chin-up bar and you grabbed with one arm and you missed with the other arm.
Well, I hit it and I didn't grab it properly. And then
the dangers of being short.
I know.
Lucky it was your left arm, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's getting married.
No. Doesn't matter what arm. I mean, he's right-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But
surgery.
Well, we'll see what the MRI says.
That's that shit, dude. That actually really sucks.
Well, up until now, what would you pay not getting my right side surgery?
Yeah. We'll turn you up. We turn you down on purpose because of that comment from that girl last week. The dumb hot guy.
Hey, shout out to that commenter on Instagram. Yeah,
just mute me from now on. Just see my mouth moving. Yeah,
and guess what?
He's just here for the eye candy.
I was going to ask, what would you pay not getting injured up until now too?
Well, you know, I do a lot of mobility work, a lot of yoga, massages, correct warm-ups.
Love your massages, don't you?
Well, that's today's topic. What are the five best tips to avoid injury in sports?
Mm-hmm.
So you touched on a few.
Yeah. We'll go through prevention and we'll go through a little bit of rehab, I think. That's a good idea.
So proper warm-up.
Prehab.
Yours was more accident, right? So it's sort of hard to... But
well,
I think
it's preventable. Accidents are preventable if I left my ego at the door and used a box to get up.
Exactly.
I've made that mistake before. Yeah. I've done that in a gym because us short asses, we can't reach the chin-up bar like you. So you got to jump, right? And I have missed before and fallen straight in my tailbone as well. So I always use a box or a bench.
I do. I prefer jumping for the bar though. Like most of the bars in my gym are too low. I need to tuck my knees all the way up when I do chin-ups. It's frustrating. It feels like you have less freedom.
Right.
Can't relate.
Yeah. We've got all the freedom in the world.
Got too much freedom, man.
Yin and yang.
Anyway. But tips, preventable. A lot of injuries are preventable and they're due to mainly, I don't know, call it laziness or
lack of preparation.
Lack of preparation. Things like let's kick off with before a workout, right?
You can never eliminate an injury, but you can do quite a lot to minimize the likelihood and if not the likelihood, even the severity of an injury. First and foremost, just by warming up.
Yeah.
Warm up.
I was definitely adequately warmed up. You know, I did a PNF warm up. I did some dead hangs before pull-ups. Yeah. I did like lots of things. And
it's still preparation and precaution in terms of the box. But we'll go through one by one. But first and foremost is warming up, particularly if you're playing a sport or if you're doing something running or lower body based.
And what's a warm up look like?
Blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
I think mobility.
Yeah, movement.
Mm-hmm. Movement, and it's got to be specific to what you're going about to 100%. Participate in.
And mobility is not flexibility, right? It's slightly different. You know, you don't want to just statically stretch and get flexible. You want to be mobile, applicable to the movement that you
exactly.
do.
Well, the general rule when it comes to stretching is static stretching beforehand and then dynamic stretching. Sorry, got mixed up. Dynamic stretching beforehand, static stretching afterhand.
Static stretching is becoming very much a thing of the past. I don't know anyone, and there's a lot of science coming out now, that mobility is king. Like things like yoga flows and all that sort of shit. So static stretching, I still enjoy it, but I incorporate it into a total mobility routine.
Yeah. Same. The static stretching I do it very, very briefly and it involves some movement, even it's just like, you know, holding your knee to your chest and a bit of a tug,
Pulsing and things like that. Yeah.
Multi-joint stretches.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But then, no, everyone hates warming up, right? Yeah. It's probably, well, like you see it at jiu-jitsu.
I was going to say.
Powerlifting's probably a bit different because you're working up, and I know a lot of powerlifters do good warm-ups.
And another important thing, you know, we talked about mobility, blood flow. It's also muscle activation, right? Mm. You want to activate certain muscle because, you know, these muscles are going to take the load and prevent, you know, weaker muscles from getting injured. A common one is, you know, you got to activate your glutes before you squat.
Mm.
Otherwise, you know, you're going to be too quad dominant or whatever.
So, and an often overlooked part of the warm-up is mental warm-up, preparing for what you're going to do and have your mind in the game, because quite often you'll get into a movement that you might be familiar with and you're sort of just going through the motions and not really focusing or concentrating on what you're meant to be doing, and it only takes this minor sort of slip in technique or whatever and injury.
That's what got me.
Yeah.
But think about powerlifting, like setting yourself, like there's a lot of mental stuff that goes into setting yourself up with a correct bench press. Yeah. So it's almost like this little routine, right, that you go through.
But so that's like almost an underrated benefit of warming up is that mental aspect. Like before, if I'm playing basketball or doing some strength training, it's, you know, it's running up and down with high knees, it's doing some leg swings. It's that can be the difference between having no interest whatsoever and being like, all right, I'm keen to go.
That difference is really serious. Like I've gone to jiu-jitsu competitions where I've been standing there warming up for 25 minutes, half an hour, just like getting the blood moving. But then I see my opponent walk on. Just walked into the room, got his t-shirt on, doesn't have any of his kit on, and then just starts the match right then. And just based on that, I don't even care who he is. I was like, I've won this match. This guy hasn't prepared mentally or physically. But beyond my record or anything like that, you need mental and physical preparation before any sort of movement.
Mm.
Even getting a few rolls in, like with your training partner or something before you compete as well, just light flow rolls.
Mm.
I know stretching, you can do all that, but just getting those movement patterns before you compete as well. But it's so common, people don't warm up.
Yeah.
As you get older, you realize that your warm up gets longer and longer. So I guess I'm more sort of big on warm up.
And, you know, flow rolls before jiu-jitsu is a good one, because one thing about your warm up needs to be specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, basketball, you got to sink some shots before the game.
100%.
You know,
imagine walking on the court without shooting a ball.
Yeah.
I've done so. If you rock up late to a game, you may as well not play. It's awful. Because basketball in particular is such a confidence game.
Yeah.
If you haven't that warmed up, if you don't know what the touch of the ball and the rim is like, everything, you know, there's a lid on the rim.
And powerlifting the same, right? Like, you know, one of the best things you can do to warm up to lift heavyweights is to lift lightweights very slowly and concentrate on your technique.
Mm.
All right, what's another thing you can do?
To prevent
this injury? This is obscure. I don't think anyone would think of this, but it's common.
I've got a good one.
Go.
So for jiu-jitsu, I like bouldering anyway. I like rock climbing, but I do a lot of rock climbing, and I just found...
What do you call it? Bouldering?
It's called bouldering.
Sideways rock climbing.
It's rock climbing without a harness.
Oh, okay.
It's not as high. Rock climbing is like you're just going straight up, whereas bouldering, you have different like...
It's more technical. There's more techniques to it. And there's grading among both. But anyway...
What's your point?
My point is that...
We interrupted.
Yeah. You interrupted.
My point is that it involves a lot of mobility. I'm stretching my arms out here. Mm. I'm going up. I'm using my legs. I'm using my entire body and doing so many dynamic movements. And I've found through cross-training, it's helped my mobility in jiu-jitsu.
Well, that's another point of yours, isn't it?
Cross-training. 100%. Cross-training was a point. Yeah, whether it's... doing two different sports but one might help the other.
Mm-hmm.
And like you look at I see this a lot in kids that do gymnastics and cross over and do other actual team sports. The gymnastics kids kill it. They're just athletically superior.
That's amazing.
So cross training and thinking about what, like you can't just cross training completely different things.
You know, but soccer might not make you too much better.
Yeah. You're doing two sports that really cross over a lot.
That's a bad example. Basketball and soccer over, I think. True. Soccer have incredible crossover.
Yeah. Soccer and basketball.
In terms of the body movement.
Well, in terms of the plays, actually, I think there's a lot to learn.
Yeah, the body movement and the mindset. They're both like sports.
Example. So for injury prevention, would you recommend...
No, not for injury prevention. I was just challenging.
But I think like agility wise,
for sure. Like a bad example, badminton and rugby. Zero crossover. So, the Venn diagram.
But there sort of still is. You think of moving side to side, lateral movement. Yeah. Like there is crossover. A lot of sports do have crossover. So wrestling and rugby league. Yeah. That's a common one that rugby league have... Now they've all got wrestling coaches.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're all implementing it. You think you make a tackle, you need to get underhooks. You need to pin them to their back. You need to hold them down. Like it's all wrestling.
When I played rugby league back when I was younger, we did boxing every week. And as a result, we got into a fight every weekend.
Too much pressure.
Everyone thought they were Rocky.
I think cross training is a good one.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think things like gymnastics apply to all sports. Yeah. Was
your first point specifically stretching, or was it just warming up?
Just warming up, which might include, like, generally when I structure a warm up for my rugby league team, it's first I want to get the blood flowing. Then I want to do some mobility movement. Then I do some more dynamic movements. Yeah. And then I do some sport specific style contact movements. So mine has like a 4-tiered warm up.
Yeah.
And all this might take 15 minutes. But I structure it in a way where I'm...
Because you don't want to get bored either. That's
no, it's got to be...
it's got to be quick enough.
Especially if you're doing it for young people. Yeah. I make a lot of it sort of game related. So they don't actually realize they're warming up. They're just playing games.
Yeah, true. That's best for training as well. Like playing tackle bull rush, that was my favorite thing.
yeah,
and that was the most. That's when you do most of your exercise at rugby
training. Another really important consideration for injury prevention and is fatigue management.
Mm-hmm.
Rest days,
recovery. They could probably be grouped into one.
Yeah, and even structuring your week or your program. Mm. You know, so you don't have it skewed too much to one exercise or one movement.
That is probably the most common way I've injured myself outside of actual sport, is doing sprint training the day after a heavy leg session. Dumbest thing.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. So to your point, rest days.
Rest days, recovery, ice baths, saunas, massage, nutrition, obviously, and just downtime in general.
Yeah, hydration.
Hydration.
Yeah. Old NBA heads hate load management, but it's important.
What about stress? You reckon that has a role in injury?
I think it does.
Yeah.
If you have a stressful day at work and you're rocking up to your local comp and punching someone in the head, then yes, definitely stress is a factor. I mean,
stress is good and bad, right? You don't want to be in a situation where you have no stress, then you're probably not performing at your best.
Yeah, it's a good way to work.
A bit of performance stress, but
it's a good way to work out some frustration. Like pretty much any futsal comp in the inner west of Sydney, you'll be going to fights every game.
Yeah, so you're saying if you don't manage stress, you might not focus on your technique as much, and that might cause
It definitely comes into play. And whenever I see kids or a team or whatever that are stressed or something's happened throughout their day, I'll always try and separate their day from the session. And usually that's through warm up.
Right.
That can separate and alleviate a lot of stress and get them back in this sort of positive mood. But yeah, stress management's huge. Like if you're stressed out and you're constantly stressed at work for a week or whatever, cortisol production. There's a whole heap
of sport is such a great little holiday.
I do notice the guys at jiu-jitsu that are the most stressed and a little bit erratic, crazy, they're the ones that get injured the most because they're not focusing on what they're doing. They're just trying to get that stress out onto their activity. Yeah.
And you can feel it, like jiu-jitsu. I know we keep rambling on about jiu-jitsu, but you can you can feel it in someone when you're rolling with them. They're tense. Not flowy. They're that's usually the stressed out guys. Mm-hmm. And the chill, calm guys, they're just like water, you know?
And the stress guys you see once every few weeks because they're in and out getting injured constantly.
What else you got?
Probably the most common one is, and the one that most people need to concentrate on is proper technique.
Yeah, that's a huge one, you know, especially when it comes to lifting weights.
Or hanging off chin-up bars.
Or, you know, letting your ego get in the way.
That's sport specific too.
Yeah, it is.
If you don't know how to play a given sport and you just throw yourself in the mix.
If you don't know how to run, you're going to injure yourself with poor running technique. It can be applied to everything, right?
So, technique's crucial. I think when it comes to young men, ego does take over a lot of the time when it comes to lifting or whatever it is in sport-specific stuff. You might be, you might be running agility or sprints or something. You don't want to be beaten by one of your training partners and you push that a little bit extra and, hammy's gone. Whereas
it's always my hammy.
So I think, correct technique is probably the biggest one for me. It's knowing your limitations. I think don't try and be a hero. Know your limitations and build up.
Okay, here's one for you guys. What if it's the World Cup final?
Final game?
Final.
It's all in.
And your hamstring, you just felt a pinch.
How long is there to go?
15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, you play finish. Through that shit, try and tear it all the way through.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not a liability to your team,
depends on the scoreboard too. If you're up, I'm off.
So, you know, obviously there's some situations where you can break the rules where you're willing to risk it all. But
I think being smart, that's actually a good point you bring up, because quite often you do get a twinge, right? And you ignore it.
Yeah.
I've done this deadlifting before. I felt a little twinge on one set. And I thought, oh, no, it feels all right. Next set, boom. You feel like a boom. And you think, I should have pulled up when I felt that initial twinge.
That was me sprint training with a quad and a hammy. Same thing. It's like, oh, that's interesting. I'll go again. No.
Yeah, and even for the next few days, it's so hard to be like, okay, I feel this, say, here in my arm or my leg. And then you've got to stop using that area.
You keep testing it.
For the next few days, you've got to be like, okay, I've got to take a break from this. And that's actually hard to
That paint's wet. I wonder if it's still wet.
Yeah, you just keep doing it.
That happens a lot with tendonitis, bursitis. Especially in the gym, a lot of guys push through that shit and they'll just, their elbows or their shoulders will be burning. And they'll just continue to do the same movements.
I've got another one,
which
is, you know, same thing as warming up, warming down. Especially if you're training or exercising consistently. Like if you're doing, you know, a sprint session a day or two before your game, warming down. Otherwise you're stiff, and then when you try and warm up for the game, you know, if you're still stiff.
Something like a light jog or a light walk is usually pretty good.
Yeah, and a stretch as well.
Yeah.
Most overlooked thing in all sport, I think, is the cool down.
I'm guilty of that. Personally, I hate warming down. Once I've done my activity, I'm like, get me out of here.
It's a chore, but it's necessary.
What about ice baths and saunas?
I love a foam roller. As well.
Although, you know, one thing to be aware of, ice baths, if your goal is adaptation or growth, then, you know, they might hinder that at the expense of recovery.
Yep.
But if your goal is to recover, then, a post-game ice bath will help.
It won't eliminate any sort of, like, ground you've made during that exercise. It might just, like, minimize it a bit.
It can have a pretty big impact on, you know, some of your adaptations to that. If you're trying to optimize your adaptations, you know, faster, stronger, or whatever, then an ice bath might get in the way.
You'd be exaggerating if you said that, you know, an ice bath just completely eliminates anything you've done of that workout. It doesn't make it redundant.
I mean, it doesn't make it redundant, but are you trying to get the best out of your workout? Or are you?
I think when it comes to muscle gain, hypertrophy, you can probably structure your ice baths away from training time. I think if it's sport specific, you just come off a footy field, fine, ice bath all day.
After a game,
Or basketball or whatever it is.
When you're trying to build an adaptation, that's the key to remember. Right?
Running.
Lifting, whatever.
What about running if you're doing it for the purpose of like the cardiovascular kind of benefit? Not just, you know, building the muscle in your legs so you're used to running like that.
Well, if you're trying to get the adaptation, you know, it's not just about your cardiovascular fitness, but your energy systems and like everything that's going on in your body. So, you know, if you're trying to optimize your adaptations, you would avoid an ice bath in that situation.
What about another one? Protective equipment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So think football, wearing padding, headgear. Think powerlifting, sleeves.
Never play futsal with shin guards on.
Sleeves, soccer, shin guards.
Do you know what?
You should be wearing a helmet, mate.
But it's something that's probably not discussed. And a lot of, again, young guys, egos, I don't need to wear that, I'll be fine.
Yeah. I still don't wear a mouth guard.
In jiu-jitsu, neither do I.
I just cop it.
Yeah,
but
same.
In powerlifting, you know, got to have the belt, got to have the wrist wraps. Sometimes got to use the knees.
100% wear the belt.
100,000%. You know, no way I'm putting 250 kilos up without it.
You got to tell me what in basketball. I'm not a basketball guy, so you're probably gonna laugh at me. Why do they all wear the long compression sleeve on one arm?
No, it's stupid. That's a shooting sleeve. That's
fashion.
That's just clout.
That's fashion.
Oh, is that all it is?
That's just stupid.
Does it keep your arm warm or something?
No, it does nothing.
Yeah. And for all you snooker players out there, gotta wear that one glove.
the worst player on the court has all that gear.
So don't wear protective gear.
No. I wear my basketball ankle guards to concerts. I wear them everywhere. Like if I've rolled my ankle, I'll wear them out on night out. But they're really good. And then knee braces too, if you have knee issues.
I think in contact sports, they like gone are the old days of those ridiculous big shoulder pads and stuff. It's all like this shirt. Basically compression shirt with padding built into it. Headgear.
Speaking of equipment, the number one piece of equipment for all sports. Your footwear, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to have, you know, good footwear. You know, traditionally, sports footwear has been a bit too narrow for most people's feet.
And Unless you're a swimmer.
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu, shoes.
Well, wrestling, they use shoes, right? So,
darts or lawn bowls.
So. You gotta have the right shoes for darts, man.
I think you missed the mark on this.
I actually think it's super important. If you look at the evolution in footy boots, they're really focusing on running sports. It's crucial to have great footwear.
You know, foot health in general, right? You want the front of the foot to almost be as broad as possible, because you know, that's going to lead in the healthiest foot structures.
Well, the thing is, if you look at rock climbers, older rock climbers, the shoes as tight as possible. Your foot's basically like this.
And the feet are like this.
All their feet and claws. Toes, yeah. It's just disgusting. Yeah. Like, I love rock climbing, but my feet aren't going
to
look
good. But if you've got foot issues, that can lead to hamstring, quad, knee, hip issues, spine issues. Like
Everything starts in your feet.
It does.
Mm. You know? Good like point.
Damn.
When you're lifting weights as well, you know, using the right footwear. Heels if you have bad ankle mobility, but you know, most of the sport shoes like the Nanos and Metcons nowadays have pretty wide fronts to give you good grip.
You've always had a bit of an interest in feet, haven't you, mate?
Yeah. How did you know?
I've seen your search history.
What about the final piece? And if we didn't mention it, we'd be roasted. Nutrition.
Mm. Yeah.
Getting enough protein in your diet, muscle recovery. It's one of its prime function is muscle recovery.
Mm-hmm. Protein over everything, you know. For recovery, protein's most important.
Yep.
Straight after workout, you might want some carbs.
Mm. Yep.
Replenish some glycogen.
BCAAs as well can help with that.
Electrolytes.
ZMA, magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I actually wouldn't trust myself doing the volume of exercise I do each week without like protein, ZMA, BCAAs, all that other stuff you need to recover.
Try when you cut it out, that's when you notice it. So have a break for a couple of weeks and see how you feel. Oh my God. When you notice it the most.
I've done it before. I notice that more like when it comes to fueling. Like I feel like I have less energy. Hmm. But I think you're right.
Mm. I think we've covered all the bases of how to prevent injury.
And by covering these bases, when you do get injured, it reduces the recovery time. 100%. So you can get back on the field quicker.
Yeah, they generally tend to be less serious.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
But if you could pick a couple things, I would 100% choose warming up and warming down.
You have to do all of them.
Yeah.
Warm up, warm down.
Yeah.
If you were to choose to... maybe warm up and then like recovery, things like ice bath.
I got a quick question for warm down because it's not something I do. What are you doing for warm down? Is it dynamic? Is it just static? What are you...
Gently lower your heart rate instead of going hard and then stopping.
So I'm just doing a little bit of stretching.
It depends what you're doing. Yeah. Like if it's...
Yeah, depends.
Mostly like a bit of a let's say if it's sports specific or anything running, like a bit of a stretch, maybe a little bit of a jog, sit on the bike if you're doing legs at the gym, for example.
Okay.
Just the same, so the same kind of movement, but
just slower.
Low resistance, low intensity.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, and then I like wall sits as well. They're really good for your knees. Any
basketball
players out there? Kind of like warm downing / rehab, 30-second, just 90 degrees. Pretty easy to get over and done with. They're really good for your knees.
Yoga flows.
Yeah, definitely yoga.
Again, mentioned before, love a foam roller.
Yoga's indispensable for me.
Yeah. Right.
We'll see how much yoga I can do with one.
I'm gonna put warm downs back into my game, see what changes.
For jiu-jitsu, I think you need to as well, because you go from rah to nothing.
To nothing, yeah.
So it's like, just take 5 minutes, then 5 to 10 minutes, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Brings everything down, heart rate down, because you... After sport, you're on a high, right? You're on a dopamine high too, so you just feel like you want to run through a wall.
Yeah.
So it can bring everything down.
Number one for me is sleep, right? You know.
Oh yeah, we did.
Six hours of sleep. You're going to be at a much higher risk of injury if you're going to exercise that day versus 8 hours of sleep.
Agreed.
And you know, for every hour less sleep, your injury risk increases.
Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, good. Just quickly before we fire off a Mind Matter Musashi quote, do you guys like my new singlet?
Very slick. Don't know about the
over the top of a business shirt. Looks absolutely terrible. Yeah, but when you've got the bolder shoulders out and the guns, looks good.
Adam's family going on.
It's a bit big.
Yeah, work on those delts a little bit more.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Stay tuned. Dropping soon on our website.
Mm-hmm. Dropping these new
limited edition.
Follow us on Instagram for tickets to the gun show.
Dropping the new sleeveless shirts as I tear my bicep.
Do you have a Musashi quote?
I've got a Musashi story, actually.
Oh, here we go.
Because I've been reading the Musashi book, right? And it's about his most famous injury.
Mm-hmm.
So basically...
His most famous injury?
His most famous injury, right? Yeah. Musashi challenged this Yoshioka school to a duel, right? And he promised them that he'd meet them. Then on the way to meet these guys to battle them, he injured his foot. And like... Back in the day, you know, medicine.
Shit footwear.
Well, shit footwear. He was walking to this battle with an injured foot, got infected. He was about to die, right? Because medicines weren't that good. And then basically he just had a revelation to himself that, you know, if this foot can defeat me, these swordsmen are definitely going to defeat me. Mm-hmm. You know, what is this foot compared to the swordsman? So basically he, you know, thanked the universe for giving him this foot injury, because that gave him something to overcome before actually having the biggest battle of his life.
Did he? Or did he chop his foot off?
Okay. This guy was a sadist, wasn't he?
He was crazy.
Well, he's saying that if you can't beat your own injury, you can't beat anyone.
Exactly. So, you know.
So he stubbed his toe and bitched out.
Yeah.
Great story, mate.
Well,
story.
You know.
All right, thanks for watching. Bye, everyone.
It's the battle before the battle.
I'm thanking the universe for this injury, you know. Yeah, something to overcome.
Exactly. When you're preparing to kill someone or your life, it's a little different from
disclaimer.
Being able to shoot a hoop.
Disclaimer.
Good one. I like
that
one.
That's the way of the
worry. I like it.
Nice. All right. Next episode out.
Stay healthy, everyone.
Musashi.